From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has taken his winning ways south. Today he scored a big primary win in Virginia and Tennessee. In each state, Kerry routed rivals who were born and raised in the South. North Carolina Senator John Edwards and retired General Wesley Clark, a native of Arkansas. Trailing well behind in both states was former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. We have reporters in Virginia and Tennessee tonight. Joining us now from the Kerry Victory Party in Fairfax, Virginia, is NPR's David Wellna. David, this is a big win for Kerry tonight.
It is indeed. It's a double win, of course. He won by quite sizable margins in both Virginia and Tennessee, states where John Edwards was thought to have an edge just a few weeks ago. But I think that by winning both states and by quite a sizable margin, and also by beating two Southerners in both Tennessee and Virginia, Wesley Clark and John Edwards, Kerry has shown that he is a candidate who has sufficient appeal, at least among Democrats in Southern states, to ride to victory here as well. These are now 12 of the last 14 states that have primaries or caucuses have now gone with Kerry.
Now, in the past, you didn't hear much about Virginia in that constellation of early primary races, but this year the state is playing a key role.
Yes, well, part of that is because Virginia in the past was not one of the early primaries, but this year everything has been pushed up much sooner in the election season. And people in Virginia are really relishing a chance to actually be sort of key players in this nomination process. They really haven't had a significant primary here since 1988, but back then it came late in the season and it wasn't of such consequence. And on the other hand, this time they have had John Kerry and John Edwards and Wesley Clark campaigning really assiduously for the past week in Virginia, and I think that it's probably affected turnout, although we have yet to get the figures on that. Here at the Student Center, it's mostly a young crowd here. There are older people, too, but there's a high level of enthusiasm. I see a woman hanging a sign down that's hand-lettered that says, "Bush is scary, we want Kerry," above another sign that says, "The courage to do what's right for America." Lots of slogans coming out here tonight.
Virginia is the next state up from North Carolina on the eastern seaboard. How has John Edwards been faring in the returns tonight?
John Edwards did not do nearly as well as he hoped to. He had already been playing down expectations that he might win, saying that he would be happy to finish well in Virginia. But Kerry has won such a big victory here tonight that it makes you wonder whether Edwards is going to be able to stick with his claim that this is going to come down to just a race between him and John Kerry if he hasn't done well in a state that neighbors his own, North Carolina.
With these big wins, what's next for the Kerry campaign? Are there tougher challenges ahead?
Well, I don't know if there are tougher challenges. Wisconsin, of course, is coming up a week from today. It has a lot of delegate votes. But it's a place where Howard Dean once was thought to have the inside track, and right now it looks like Kerry there, too, is probably going to do very well. Dean had staked Wisconsin as his last stand if he did not win. He reversed course on that yesterday and said he continued to campaign. But then we've got Super Tuesday on March 2nd, where both California and New York, with a huge number of delegates, come up. But the question is whether Kerry would really be facing any serious challenges at that point, especially if summed up before then.
NPR's David Wellna covering the Kerry campaign in Fairfax, Virginia. David, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Also on the line with us is NPR's Greg Allen. He's in Memphis, Tennessee, with the Clark campaign. Greg, the polls have just closed there, and we're already hearing that Tennessee is going big for John Kerry. What can you tell us?
Well, we don't know too much more than that at this point, Michelle, but it's clear that Kerry is going to be the winner here, is the winner, projected winner at this point. What's surprising about that is that he's the winner even though he spent far less time here than either Wesley Clark or John Edwards. Both men are, you know, from states that are right next door. And over the last week, both Clark and Edwards spent almost every day here. Clark spent went to about 8 different stops yesterday, one end of the state to the other. Today he was out talking to voters at the polls, running ads. Same with Edwards, running ads here. Kerry didn't have hardly any ads here, yet he's the guy who came out on top today.
This has got to be a big disappointment for General Clark, who, as you say, grew up just across the river in Arkansas. Are you hearing anything from the Clark campaign?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, and he actually went to school here, I think, for 1 year, and he made a lot of that, talked about how often he'd been here. And, of course, spent a lot of time in Memphis, which is just across the border, and there's a lot, you know, Memphis is almost like, Arkansas is almost like a suburb of Memphis. So he felt strong connections here and did his best to make the most of them, you know, talking about his military record. I talked a lot about his southern roots and his, you know, kind of playing up the accent. Both he and Edwards were trying to point out to people in the Tennessee that they needed a southern candidate. That's the point they kept trying to make over and over again. By doing that, you know, they would try to differentiate themselves from Kerry, but in the end, it didn't seem to matter. You know, being a southerner wasn't enough, and Tennessee went for Kerry.
As you noted, he spent a lot of time in the state, a lot of money on ads. Was this a do-or-die contest for him, and what has the campaign been doing in terms of managing expectations about his performance in this race?
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. They really focused all their energies here on Tennessee. I mean, he was Clark went up to Virginia for Saturday, spent the whole day there. But other than that, he was all Tennessee all the time for he and his organization. Very good, strong organization here. You saw, you know, supporters at every stop. What they did, but the problem is the Clark Ram campaign is running short of resources at this point. His staff, many of his staff were working without pay over the last week, and they did that just saying specifically they wanted to save the money to run political ads here in Tennessee, which they did. They signed up George Jones as one of the endorsements they have, the famous country singer, to kind of play up Clark's southern connection and the fact that he's, you know, maybe a Democrat, but he's a good old boy as well. So they really pulled out all the stops here and apparently came up short.
Well, he lacks money. He lacks momentum. Where does he go from here?
Well, they've been saying, General Clark's been saying, his staff been saying all along that he's looking to Wisconsin next and that they're going to be in the race no matter what until March 2nd when we got 10 states, many of them very big ones, a lot of delegates at stake coming to the fore. But the question has to be asked, you know, where's the money going to come from to run campaigns all the way to March 2nd? And that's, we'll just have to wait and see.
Is there any sense that he's getting pressure from the DNC or from Democrats in Washington to bow out of the race?
I don't know about that, Michelle. You know, and in some ways, I mean, the idea is that you've got these battles going on. It does keep attention on the race. Unfortunately for the Democratic Party here in Tennessee, that the attention didn't seem to produce much of a turnout. We haven't seen numbers on those yet, but from every indication I saw, turnout seemed very light today. I went to several precincts, talked to many other people who'd visited others, and poll workers and the Democratic officials were disappointed that the turnout was much lighter than they expected.
NPR's Greg Allen in Memphis. Thank you, Greg.
Sure.